Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God. We are now on the radio. We thank God once again this night to come on with the Word of God. And we got something to say to you. Today has been a great day at our church. God bless our pastor to preach the Word with refinement and fire set upon those who would there listen. And because of this, we thank God once again for all that he's done for us. And, you know, it's nobody like God but God. God is the only one. So I owe everything that I have to God, because without God I could do nothing. But I will say to you with much love, that God is the author and the finisher of everything. And I can just say this. Tonight is the night that we thank God. We are still believing God for the greatest movement in this earth land. I'm looking for God to make a change in all of our lives. And you know, today is a good day for somebody who's just at home. And I will tell you from the good of my heart that God is still available to those who would desire him. It is up to us to believe that God would own us. See, we're living in a time that we live in now where I might as well tell you, beloved, that some people out there say that you are not hearing what God is saying. The more we study God's word, the more we look at God's word, the more we believe God's word, and all we can say is this, that God has equipped us, the body of Christ, so that we can take the word of God and go forward with it. I want to just raise a few questions. Many things I want to talk to tonight about, but I had it open with that. We want to talk about the leaders and their role. Are we leading them right? I don't know if people are out there hearing me. Yo hablo español. Vosotros los mine gefroren. I will say to you, our God is an awesome God, and beside him there is none. When God have declared, I am God, when there was no God, I'm still God. And I say this from the fullness of my heart, to thank Almighty God for the things he has done. And you know, I know that there are a lot of people who have technology, they play with it, they try to take it and do what they do, but you know, that's a sin. They'll have to pay for that. So if you're using the wrong numbers, hurting somebody, God will let it be known. He will let it be known that he is still in charge. See, I have to tell the believer what God is saying, not what I say. God is still available. And if we take God at his word, guess what? God is still good. Amen. Many people in America have an attitude about where God stands in our lives. And why is that? Because people don't want to give up the wrongs that they're doing. Some people are still liars, backbiters, and I have to preach the gospel, because the gospel is the good news. And there are many people that don't know the reality of the gospel. When our Lord came and said what he said, I am truth. Truth is what takes us to the throne room to God through Jesus Christ. We need to know who Jesus is, more about him, trusting in God, believing in God, and take God at word. God says, he said, I am God. And beside me, there is none other. I will say this to you. Pray for your pastor. He needs your prayer. I need your prayer. We all need each other to pray. It is so easy to get people to go on a prayer line and to a prophetess line, but they want to give you some information that God will bless them. Some of us take it up to see what they want to do and say what they want to say. I know that the first order is the house of God where we live at. Bless the church where you are. But don't get caught up on a lot of left-foot people who have no love for God, no care for God. The only God is their money pocket. They want more money, get more people to see them. And you know, now we got sophisticated machinery with the phones that we have and everything we have, you know. But it behooves us to know that people don't want to. They want to do what they do and do it the way they want to do it. But I will say this to you. God is no respecter person. He loves us. He's given his only son for us. Why did he give his only son for us? That he might save this damnable world that we live in. Don't think we live in a perfect world, because we don't. We don't. And all you have to do is trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Amen. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. What do you mean trust God, preacher? Trust. Put all you have. Put all you have in his word. What is word? His word, his word became flesh and walked amongst us, dwelling out of our midst. God's Son came that we might live, that we might have the life, the right to eternal life. Why did God do that? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth him shall never perish but have eternal life. And I can say to some who will listen to us, he's alive. Man, he's alive. He is alive forevermore. God so loved that he gave. You see, God loves us. The greatest sinner God loves. Do you know God took a man of name Paul, whose name was Saul, but his name was changed to Paul, because this man told of his testimony. He said, I am the chief apostle. I'm the first sinner. I'm the one who committed the sin wrongly for God. I went out trying to round them up, beat them up, and if they jumped out of line, I'd put them back in line, turn them over to the elders of the Israel body of Christ. Don't you know the people did something, they're going to have to answer to God for that? I love the Israelis. I love those over there in Israel. I love them. But, you know, there are some got to pay, some of us who are in the body of Christ. And one thing that I was talking to a class this morning as I was teaching, you know, the reality of what God wants to do in us and through us is so good. It's magnanimous. What God wants to do in us, God wants to purify us through his Son. He wants to sanctify us through his Son. He wants to come to a point where we can say, Lord, I have nowhere to turn. And daily, that is my prayer. Lord, I have nowhere to turn but to you. The world don't, you know, the world doesn't love you. The world will like you. If I got $84 billion They love me. Why don't they love me? Because I got $84 billion. And they want everybody will have something to say. Remember in the Bible, to the Bible scholar, about the young man who had what he had, went out and spent everything he had. Spent everything, enjoying life, living the high life, the best in that hour, the best donkeys, the best horses, the best whatever it was that he used. But I say to us, Mr. Pastor, today, we live in a time where God is constantly calling us to the rim of reality. When you come to that rim and you get a look over and you say, wow, I want to be a part of it. See, I want to be a part of what God is doing now. I want to be a part. Why do I want to be a part? Because you know what? Man, this is excitement. It's God. It's God keeping his word to me. And so you're going to have to be sowing to God until you know what the word of God says. See, some people ain't going to, you're going to have to learn the word for yourself. See, I can't baby feed you. I can tell you what you need to do for God. I can tell you how to do what you can do. But you're going to have to learn something for yourself. You know, some people don't want to learn. Why? Because it's got a cost factor in it. It's going to cost you something. Something. Time. Dedication. Ability to go and to do what God said do. See, everything that God has done, it was set up. He said in Malachi, in his book of Malachi, he says, I will return unto you if you will return unto me. See, God stipulated what he wanted. Man don't want to return to God because they where they want to be to do what they want to do. And when you take notice of it, Jesus said these words. He told Peter, he said, Peter, take your net and cast it on this side. Luke, you'll find it. I'll summarize it to the best of my ability in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, cast your net out there. He said, and take it out for a big haul. And you know, Peter was a man who was a none but a stone sinner before he come to meet Jesus. He said, wait a minute. Now, he was a man that fished naked all day with just a few things to cover his lower garments. He said, wait a minute. I've done that. I've tried. And he said, go again. I sit down. When he casts his fish out there, down below, he said, just I don't want me to say, cast it out. Every net, you can have one. When it's in the kitchen, when you're dealing with technology, yes, when you're dealing with technology, you're going to find different things happen, and you're in this technological era that we now live in, talking on the radio, and what we need to know is this, is that God is able to give us what we need to do what we can do. It's in that room in that room without a back room. Up there. Never mind. Never mind. Gotta put this. Plug it up here. No, that's the back up there.
I'll take it back.
I want it so I can use it back here.
What you talking about?
Well, God is so good to me. God is so good to me in spite of my own ignorance. God still loves me. He still loves me. And all I can say is this, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Ain't nobody but God. He's the only one. He's the only one. And I can say this much to God. We must trust him. We must trust him more now than we ever have. Because he's the only one that's going to give us. See, people want prayer, but nobody don't want to pray. Everybody want to see something, but they don't want to pray. I'm not an angel. I'm just telling the truth. See, there are a lot of people that say they love God. They're just a pure lie. They don't love God. If they love God, they would serve God. They would go and do what God has told them to do. Everybody has declared in their heart they want to go to heaven. But I remember the man said, everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to die. Boy, that makes sense to me. You know, everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Why? Because dying means there are three types of deaths that occur in our life. First one we have the physical death. Secondly, the spiritual death. We can be alive and yet dead. We can take money and put over our eyes and still don't understand God's word. We want to be somebody who got a good voice, a hoop and holler, and can sing, and he gives a message, but it's not of God's order. It's not the word. Take notice and compare your path to some people that are giving out the word of God. The time has come for us to stop playing with God's word. Time has come. And to all of those who are in the back row, you come into the top row. There are a lot of people that might be listening to me this night. But I will say to you, the more you depend in God, through God, by God, God is going to use you because he's calling for the untold. He wants to unlearn to come. He said, come and learn of me. Come and study me. Come to scripture for, he said, learn of me. We need to learn of him. Why we need to learn of him? A lot of people can't even tell you the first thing. I won't say it like this. Let me say it in this manner, in a more intellectual manner. When you know that you know, and you have a teacher who has taught you about the word of the living God, nobody can fool you. But if you went just to put your nostrils out that you've done something, you ain't done nothing. You always want to be in an argument. You ain't done nothing. That's a lie. That's not of God. Study the scripture. Start praying. Get in your place. I always said to everybody, don't crowd my space. Get into your own space. My space is my time that I have to pray for God. You know, my son, I thank God for him. He has a place in my house where it's a space that is always his. He knows where to go to meet God and talk to God. But you know, some people don't want to do that. Some people still, they'll listen to me. Well, we want to know if he's real. I'm as real as you can see, a dollar bill. Ain't no shaky fakiness in here. I'm real. I'm saying what God has shown me that must be said. I believe that God is going to do elevation in this hour. I believe that God is going to pull himself back from some things that are going on. Okay, let me take it to the, let's look at America. America's in a position right now because you can see dark clouds setting over all the states. When you allow what is happening according to the rules of God and the Ten Commandments, and Jesus said upon the ten, write these two. So it's evident that God still saves us, but we live, we move, and we have our being in Jesus. Beloved, I can say this to you. Many pastors have churches going to have to give them up this year. Technically, it's happening. Right now, many doors are being closed because they don't want to preach the truth. They want to preach a bunch of foolishness. That's what they're doing. Tell the people, look, you must, let me give you the basic instruction for how you win a soul. You win a soul by not putting a soul down. You win a soul by telling them, hey, I'm here to help you. I'm here to help somebody. Not to hurt somebody, but see, there are some of those that listen always got something negative, you know. And it's like it was said growing up. When that was on the back of that wagon, the man was always complaining, the road too bumpy. Why y'all ain't stopped? And all of a sudden, the man says, tell you what, he says, you can ride, shut up, or get off. God is not going to say that to us. God's going to let us press to the point. But it's up to you. It's up to Y-O-U. You being the knower of what God wants done in your life. And everybody thinks that they have come, even me. I judge myself. You know why I judge myself? Because ain't nobody, see, God is not going to judge me. Why? Because his son, Jesus Christ, who shall judge the world and the tribes of Israel. And I will say this to you. Get right, get ready, because God is ready. He's ready, waiting for somebody who are looking unto him, who is the author and the finish of our faith. In America, I love America. I've been out of this country. When I was in the military, an opportunity to find out the different languages, the different cultures. I learned as a young man. But when I come back to America, oh, my God, I was so glad to be back home. But as I grow through the time, I've seen America being dirty, backbiting, lying, cheap, scales. You can start from the highest totem pole and come all the way down. And Congress ain't got nothing but a bunch of crooks up there. Even out of the White House, ain't nothing but a bunch of crooks. But you know what? In the Bible, in the study of judgments and crowns, there's a nation that's going to have to stand. And every political party that was doing what they did, they're going to have to stand for God. And those of us who were support and doing what they were doing, we're going to also have to answer. Nation by nation will be judged individually. When I was hungry, did you feed them? When I was naked, did you clothe them? When I didn't have, was you there? Because we live in a society now where we got more heirs with the billionaire, but I want to be an H-E-I-R, an heir of God. Again, an heir of the kingdom of God. Why? Because if I'm an heir, I'm a fellow heir with Jesus Christ. Many people have lost their way. Many people can't find their way in. Many people don't want to find their way in. You know, a thief is a thief because it's his nature to steal. A liar is his nature to lie because he's a liar. But you have to pull the cover back and talk to that particular person what God is saying to you and to you. And the one thing I can say that the more we can call on God. We need to start praying more. I've asked for people who wanted to have prayer to call in. Let's pray tonight. I think I got one caller that's called in for prayer, that we start praying together. Because we got some issues we got to resolve in the body of Christ. So, caller, if you're there, we can start praying. We can reach out and touch the untouched and tell the untold what thus saith the Lord. Because there's some people out there calling for help. See, when I was in darkness, I had to say, Lord, somebody help me. But you know what? God was so merciful. He had mercy upon me because he heard my prayer. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody believed with me. Somebody stand with me. And I will say this to all who are listening. And I know when I go back and look how many we get. We get it sometimes from 200 to 400 people each time we're on the air. I must be saying something right. I must be doing something right. But I will say this to you. We ask the Father of our Father, through Jesus Christ, to bring us to a point in our lives to recognize that he said, I am that I am. And Father, because you woke us up this morning, it was you, Father, that did what you did. Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus Christ to give thanks to you and praise to you for the adoration that we have for you and for you just taking us and holding your presence for us. Teaching us, oh God. We thank you for what you've given us, Father. You've given us a path to eternal life. You made us rich and not poor. You made us the lender and not the borrower. You said you would cause our land to become rich. You said we can become rich. Father, because we must believe what you said. You said you would do it. I don't know why some of us, Father, haven't come to a point, Father, because there is an enemy, Father, that is standing in the way. And we believe that we have the authority and the power through Jesus Christ to declare that the enemy has no more power over our lives. And if somebody doesn't have the understanding, we pray for them, Father, that you will give the authority and the power through us to them that they will come out of darkness. And they will see the marvelous life, Father. The hearts will be changed from a fleshy heart to a forgiving heart, an understanding heart, to know that God is who he say he is. Because without you, we can do nothing without you, Father. All of this technological advances that we have are zero in the presence of a bolt of lightning. You can bat your eyes, you can raise your voice from heaven, and the earth will tremble. It's you, Father. It's you we fear. The only fear we have is fear of losing our rights with you. But, Father, because you sent Jesus Christ to keep us and protect us and show us the way, it's through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we believe today, Father, on a day like today, somebody's in darkness. Somebody's crying out right now. Some single woman, some woman needs help, Father. I pray that you would send somebody by that person and help them. Some man is crying out this day, Father. Some man, those two men that got out of the jail there in Florida, I pray that they will come to true repentance. And they will be in the prison for they where they are until you, Jesus, shall come back. I pray that they will repent and they be filled with the Holy Spirit. They start living and teaching the word while they're behind the bars. Sometime, Lord, some of us have been put in a place like this to be understanding. And, Father, because some of us in this prison world that we see, this world is trying to encave us from your truth. Father, they even saying right now that we cannot do what we think we need to do because we got to do what the Supreme Court said. Father, your word has more prominence than the Supreme Court. And we take your word. We choose to stand by God. We go as Joshua said, but as for me and my house, I don't know about y'all, but we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve you, Father. We're going to serve you because how are we going to serve? We're going to serve you in humility. We're going to serve you in love and joy and peace. And, Father, we're going to carry out your royal law to love somebody, to understand somebody, to see somebody that needs us. Because, truly, Lord, we in a world where we need to show forward. And you said, you, Jesus, in your words, you said, you came to take us out of this evil, vile world. It was through your blood that you did it, the suffering of your life, that you prayed, you paid for us, Father. You paid a price, a royal ransom, the Father. And thank you, Father, for letting Jesus come and giving his life for us. Because I know, Father, that you said he rose, he came to this earth realm. He lived as a man for 3 years of his life and 6 months. He proclaimed the full gospel of you, Jesus Christ. But they tormented him. They beat him so bad. They couldn't even see him, who he was. He was so marred by the scripture that Isaiah writes, Father. But because they did what they did, Jesus was still watching. But the day he hung on Calvary, Father, after they beat him and whipped him, they hung him. Put the nails in his hand. Put the sword in his side. Nails in his feet. And he said, Father, 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 why have thou forsaken me? God turned his face because God could not look upon sin. Jesus became sin in his body, all of our sin, from the day we committed to eternity. Jesus put him in his body. And in his body, hallelujah, ooh, hallelujah, he died, but he rose. He went to heaven, carried his blood back, made a presentation to God and put it on the mercy seat and came back and said, I will send you. Hallelujah. He sent the Holy Spirit to us, Father. And because we live in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and as you say, the word, the highest praise to you is, Eleha, leha, la, ha, 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 la. Father, we praise you. Aleha la ha la ha la. We praise your holy name. Aleha la ha lo ha le ha la. Aleha lo ha la ha le. Because it's you, Father. It's you, Father. We praise. It's you, Father. We adore. It's you we love. Aleha la ha lo ha le ha la. Because it's you, Father. You give us the voice. You give us the vocal cord. You give us the fullness. You give us the power. You give us the strength. In your name, Father. Aleha la ha la ha le. We love you, Father, for everything that you have done, Father, because it's through Jesus Christ that we can declare and decree somebody who's walking in darkness, somebody's walking, Father, not knowing the real truth, but the truth is through Jesus Christ. And we declare and decree this hour that many that don't know will come to know. We praise you. We praise you, Father. We give you the highest praise. Aleha la ha la ha la ha la. Oh, praise the holy name. Father, praise you. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I call you because you're the only true God. From the rising of the sun to the setting of it, I want to praise you. Even, Father, when they say take a break, I still want to be in your presence. Because when I'm out of your presence, I don't know the next move you have for me. But it's because you in charge of my life. I don't own my life anymore. It belongs to you, Father. You lead me by your word of the Holy Spirit. He will lead me and he will teach me. He will lead me, but he won't tell me. He'll lead me and he'll point. But, Father, there are many times that I've made a mistake, and I ask you to forgive me for doing what I've done. I praise you, Father. I praise you. I praise you because you are the one only true God. And for this I say thank you. Aleha leha la ha la ha le. Aleha la ha la ha le. Aleha la ha la ha la. And I love you, Father. I love you, Father. Your name, Yeshua HaMashiach, Your name, Jehovah Nisqadu. Your name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Your name is above every name. And as the old one says, the David said, if I had 10,000 sons, but Father, the one I have with, I will praise you. I love you, Father, for what you're doing in the body of Christ, Father. I believe, Father, you're touching somebody's heart right now. Somebody's calling on you, but they feel the presence of you because it's your presence. It's your presence that brings fullness in us and through us and by us and on us. And, Father, we just love you. I praise tonight for somebody in America, somebody in California, Father, that needs you. Somebody in Arizona, somebody needs you right there. Somebody in New Mexico needs you, Father. Somebody in Idaho needs you, Father. Somebody in the New Jersey needs you, Father. Somebody in Tennessee needs you. Somebody in Florida needs you, Father. Somebody in Alabama needs you. Somebody in Georgia. Somebody in Mississippi. Somebody in Louisiana. Somebody in Texas. Somebody in Oklahoma. Somebody, oh, I need him. Oh, Father, we just thank you for your word. Your word is quick. Your word is pure. It's like the refreshing, 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 Father. And I said, thank you for everything. Some man come to repentance and know Jesus Christ. Some man who has not kept his family like he's supposed to, and he's become an infidel according to your word. I pray for the men will rise up in this house and become men of stature, men of character, men of character through Jesus Christ. Men who are going to say, we lift our hands, as you said in the book of Psalms, 130. All of you priests, all of you who that in the church at night, lift your hands unto the Lord and praise him in the sanctuary. Because in praising him, he blesses us out of Zion. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that he's still alive. He still loves us. We need him. Without him, we can do nothing. And, Father, we just pray continuously for our state. We just continuously pray that you will let us know in this last hour that we are living. Father, we rose up early this morning. Somebody didn't hear God on their mind. Somebody had you on the thinking. Somebody didn't know that you're still God. But, Father, because you are who you are, you proved it to Moses. You proved it to Joshua. You proved it to the book of Samuel. You proved it to the prophets. You proved it to Isaiah, to Ezekiel. You proved it, Father, to Hosea, Zephaniah. You proved your word. Your word is sure and pure. And the word that came out of them, thus saith the Lord. Father, and thank you for those, to those women who have not been agreed and seen in this life we now live. But you have a special place for them. Because you know that you know that you know, Father, because we don't know that you know that you know. But we know what you have given us to know. One man, one person. Thank you, Father. And I say to the men, Father, in my prayer time, that they will come to their wives and say, wife, I've sinned. I've done wrong. Will you forgive me, wife? Take him back. Don't ask him about the sins he's already confessed. And both of you go to the throne and say, Father, here is our marriage in trouble. Will you forgive us for our sins? And, Father, the man I take the lead, all was about me not obeying. All was about me doing what I want to do because you said I was supposed to be in charge. But I ask you, Father, I thank you, Father. And to a man whose wife has more authority, more job, knowledge, but if she loves you, she's going to love you for being a man. She's not going to look for a man who wants her not. The same thing with a woman. Because all we have to do is love these women, treat them right. The women who will submit to the righteousness, but it's still a bugger bee they won't. And Father, I'm asking tonight, in my prayer tonight, and if there's somebody else that has a prayer they want to offer for somebody in this world, we'll do it, Father. But I'm asking you, Father, because in your presence, the only silence that we have is when we bow before you. Hale, hale, hala. Hale, hallo, hala, hala, hala. Hale, 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 hale. Then thank you, Father. You search me thoroughly. You are the creator. You are my bondsman. You are, Father. You paid the price beyond understanding. Hallelujah. Hale, hala, hale, hale, hala. Hale, 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 hala. You paid the price, the royal price. The royal price. All sin. But your word says, your word has declared. And Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything. Hallelujah. 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 Because it's you who made it possible. Father, we look back at everything for the years that we lived in. That was a time we didn't have a car. We had a bicycle. But we didn't own the bicycle. We had to take the left over. But yet and still we had a bicycle. But there were people at the new car. There we are in this house we live in. Everybody got a telephone, everybody a car, everybody got. But what about us that don't have? To the poor. Jesus, you see, we are to take them by the hand, bless them and keep them, show them the way to perfection. And it's without you, Father, that we can. Amen. I thank you, Father. All I believe, you are the one who made it all possible for me. What I didn't have, you were still there. Amen. Amen. The thing that I will say to us, Father, but I will say this, Father, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Father, for everything. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Father. 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 Hari Haroha La Hala Hale. Hali 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 Hala Hala. Eh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise him. The highest praise. Hali Hali Hala. Hali Hali Hala Hala. And then, Father, I said, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. And I want to say thank you for all the things that you have done for me. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Father. 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 Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Father, somebody is calling and asking for us to pray for their stepson. If we want to pray for him and declare and decree, and we call that enemy a liar, and we take authority over that enemy who's in pursuit of that youngster right now, and it's your word, Father. It's your word. It's your word that we take. It's not how much we say. It's what we believe your word say. And because the man has just called in and asked for prayer, we believe right now Satan, We command you to leave that young man right now. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we declare and we declare, loosen them and let go in the name of Jesus. We speak to your flesh. We speak to your spirit. We speak to you intellect. We declare and decree, God is the author. Give your life over to God in the name of Jesus. And we command that image to leave his premise and flee. Speak him out in the name of Jesus, because you've given us the authority. We take the authority, Father, and we declare in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. See, all glory to God. All glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Oh, Jesus. Amen, amen. And he said, pray for your son. The world has him by the neck. Has him by the neck. To the Father who's calling for prayer, we're praying for you. We're believing God for you. Because God is the author. He is a true one. He can make it possible to all of us because he's still God. And then, Father, I just said, thank you. I thank you for that young man. He's just trying to find his way in. Darkness is trying to, as it was about the young man who was in the presence of his father and said, give me all that is mine. He wanted to get into the world, see the world. He took all that he had and gave it over to the world. He had friends coming and going. Set them up, set them up. Yeah, no problem. I got all that taken care of. But when his money ran out, his friends, so-called friends, ran out. And I can tell you this much. If you think the world loves you, think again. Because the world, Jesus said, the world hates me. It's not you it hates. The world hates you in me. And see, once we get Jesus Christ in us, the world hates us. You got more people right now are being hated by people because they have declared that they, there are a lot of people today that declare they know the Lord. But somewhere, somehow, the God we serve is still vibrant. God loves. Do you love God like you say you do? Can you trust him? Can you say to God, I ain't got nowhere else to go but to you? I know, I don't know about the rest of the world. I ain't got nowhere else to go but to God. And you know, it's such a joy tonight to know that I know that I know that I know. Because God is still good. God is still good. And I must say this to those who are listening. I love you. I thank God for you. And if you can get on the line is open. I'm going to leave it open right now so someone who's got something to say can say it because God is still available. Amen. He's still available. He never leaves us alone. God never leaves us alone. Because I will say this 3 years ago. Paul said it was 3 years ago. But I went to the Lord, and I said this to the Apostle Paul. Said, I said, Lord, and you know what the Lord said to me? He said, trust me. God told me, he said, begin to move on out. You know what I'm doing? I'm moving on out. I'm not looking back when I couldn't talk. I couldn't move. I'm up walking, talking better. Believe in God better. See, that's what God wants us to do. Not look on, spoil me, what am I going to do? No. I'm a blessed man. Because God, through his son, Jesus Christ, has blessed me. Regardless of how you see me, how you view me, I know what God has told me. You know what? You can't take that from me. You just can't take it from me. Because God has made it so. possible. And tonight I have said we want to have somebody, are we having a leader in that role to lead us to know your truth? Are we with a person that we want to take control of? Is there a ministry out there that's seeking God's face? You know, you got a lot of ministers that are seeking God's face, but it's not the pastor's G-O-D, but it's a little G. And they seek what they want. Yeah. Because there are many people in this present life that have declared that there is only one God. Satan also had people believing he's God. Yeah, some people say, well, you know, one man said, I'm doing okay. How in the world is a man who ain't got nothing can stay with God? And I thank God for everything, you know. What God wants from us, he wants the best. Are we going to give God the best, or are we just going to let somebody take it from us? Are we going to let somebody take it from us? No. I believe that God's going to allow us to come back. God's going to do it. The thing that we have to take a note of, that God can do all things for us and through us. See, God is so gentle. Amen. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Are you there? Hello? Hello? Speak to us, please. Well, we thank God for you. And we believe God for you. And we can say this. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. God has brought us to a point in this life where we now live. And I say this to you, to all of us. We still got 50 minutes still on the radio station.
Hello.
And I was, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely.
I can hear you.
Okay, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I greet you in the name of our Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I greet all those who are listening. I bid you good news and good tidings. That there is a
Amen.
Way out.
Amen.
There is a way out. And
yes, there is.
Jesus Christ is the only way. Jesus can get
Amen.
You out of anything that you're in. Wherever you're in, whatever situation you're in, whatever hole you get in, but you must realize that once you're in this hole, that you must realize that you have to realize that you put yourself there. That's your first step.
Yes,
once you realize that, hey, it's me that got me where I am, instead of, you know, well, my mama led me this way, and my boyfriend led me this way, and this person led me this way. And as long as you keep saying other people have led you and put you in this hole, you'll never get out. But you have
you'll
to admit
that out.
You have to be honest. You have to be honest and forthright, not, number one, with yourself, and then number two, with God. Don't ever think that you have to be honest with man, because we can't forgive your sins. No matter
Amen.
What you do, if you broke in my house and stole all my stuff, you did not sin against me. You sinned against God, because God told you not to steal. God gave us all the abilities and all the energy and everything we need to get everything that we need to get. So you don't have to go and steal from someone else, because God can provide for you. He's our provider. He will provide for us. So your sins are not against man. Your sins are against God. God tell us, you know, hey, if whatever God has told us to do, and you, and we all know in our hearts, I know in my heart, God say, I'm hearing God say, Tim, don't do it. Don't do it, Tim. Look, Tim, and I do it anyway because I wanted to do it.
Amen.
And then, so, you know, once you get in that hole, you got to first realize, hey, I put myself in this hole. And God always gives us a way of escape. He always gives us a way out. He does. He always gives us a way out. But we so focus on the hole that we're in that, you know, we stay focused on the hole. We be like, oh, man, I'm in this hole. It's dark. It's cold. It's dirty. It's this. The hole is this. And this hole. You so focused on the hole, you don't even see the escape. You don't even see the escape plan that God has for you. He has a way of escape. And if you just look up, and see the light that the whole you in, you'd be like, oh, there is a light above me. Oh, well, let me focus on this light. Let me focus on this light. Let me focus on the Lord. Let me focus on God. Let me move my attention from this hole that I put myself in and focus and say, Lord, you know, Lord, I put myself in this hole, Lord. I did this to myself. I did this. And I need you, Lord. I need you, the Lord, to help me out of this hole. And you know he's good and faithful. He's a just and loving God. He's going to reach down and say, come on out of there. Come on out of that hole. He's going to call you. He's going to call you out of that hole. He's going to come on out of that hole. Come on out. Every time. Don't ever think that, you know, God and pulled you out of the hole and you blessed and you looking good and you're all cleaned up and you end up falling right back in another hole. Hey. God still loves you. He still loves you. He's going to, as long as you reach out to him, he's going to reach down and say, come on. Come on, son. Let me dust you off. I love you. Let me dust you off. But, you know, as long as, you know, we keep saying, poor me, always me. Oh, poor me, and I did this, and this person did this to me, and they did that, and they picked on me, and they did this, and they did that. You know, as long as we keep playing victim, we're going to be a victim. As long as we play victim, you're going to continue to be a victim. But I got victory in Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Elei Allah, Allah, Allah. Yes.
There is so much victory.
I like the way you said that. I like the way God moves you.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. To somebody out there that's
yes,
listening to us, to somebody who wants to say, oh, me, poor me, how do we help them to get out of that, pull me, oh, Lord, have mercy on me? How do we help them? Can you hear me?
Like I said, yes, sir, yes, sir. Like I said earlier, Lord Jesus is the only way out. He is the only way. We have to, like I said, you have to admit. You have to start saying, hey, it's me, Lord. It's me. Come and save me. Peter. When Paul thought he can walk out there on the water with Jesus, he got out there with him. He actually did a couple of steps. But then what happened? He started focusing on the wind. He heard the wind. He heard the wind blowing. He heard the thunder. He got scared, and he started sinking because he was focusing on the wind, the thunder, and all the other things around him. He lost focus on Jesus. He lost his focus. He lost his eyesight. He lost everything with Jesus. But Jesus so loved us that all he had to say was, Jesus, save me. And he did.
He did.
He reached out to right up out of the water.
And perhaps there's somebody out there listening to us want to call in and come into our conversation. Because we're talking about edifying God, giving God the glory. You know, the
time
we live in, Timothy, is a rough time. We just passed through all three branches in the United States of America, fighting and clawing at each other. The more we pray for them, the more they fight. But here we lose. Here we lose. $24 billion because of one person. But we have to pray for our elected officials.
Yes, definitely.
And I'll say this. We got a new race coming on in Houston, and the time has come for us to have the president there vacated in the seat. Because enough sin has been brought on her administration. Do you not know that there is child trafficking in Houston? It is the
law.
I have received certified information. And nobody, not even the district attorney, nor the officers, because those who are in charge of them have the right. See, when a person elects, because we're living in a democracy, and they have a right. Some people see it for enforcers, and I pray for them. They need our prayers. But we need a new mayor. Now, I can't tell everybody who to vote for, but I'll say this much. I'm going to vote for Ben Hall. I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to vote for the man of District B, Jerry Davis. Why? Because God wants to get somebody in there that can through this, seeing the government like it was in the day of Jesus. We had the, we had 2 6. You know, they were the, those who believed in the resurrection and those who didn't believe in the resurrection. The Pharisees and the Sadducees. And we're having the same today.
That's
in the
right.
Government. They up there, they're hidden behind a cloak. You don't see me, and I'm looking straight through you. Lying and cheating and stealing and saying, well, you know, if you do it my way, what way? Let's do it God's way. No, 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 no. See, the world hates us because Jesus said, it hate me first.
So
the enemy could not pursue Jesus the way he thought. He said, if you be the God that you say you are, jump down. He said, God's going to give his angel charge over you. Go ahead and jump. Go and jump. He says, nope. I just said in a plain, simple tongue, no. You will bow. You will bow. He come again and said, no. See, but he sees that the enemy forgot to read in Psalms 55 what God said his son. See, when we take the word of God and we take it and let it resonate us in truth, and the light of God shines upon us and through us, that way we can reach and touch and tell somebody, thus saith the Lord. There are a lot of people, Timothy. I love your name, Timothy. A lot of people in this little world we live in, our families, they can't see what God say for doing what they want to do. They can't hear what they hear because of God saying, listen, somebody can send you, Timothy, to tell somebody, don't do it this way. Well, all right, I hear you. But you know that second mind is saying, you ain't got to hear Timothy what he's saying. You ain't got to hear that. He ain't got his foot around your neck. See, but the enemy talks.
Oh, yeah.
He has a way. God has given him 3 legalistic ways to attack the body of Christ. And I begin to tell people about this. Say, where you get this from? It's in the Bible. The only way enemy can attack you is because when you submit to these 3 positions, you allow yourself to be attacked. Number one, temptation. Does Satan tempt you? Yes. Can you withstand temptation? But he's going to say, God tempted you. God tempts no man.
That's right. That's right.
Then the lust of the eye. It ain't got to be a woman. It's a car.
Yeah.
It's a brand new house. It's
yeah.
The new shoes. It's I was like that. Give me some motor, man. Give me some of those. Give me some of them floshes, man. Get me some of them. Shoot. Get me that suit. Oh, 500 and up. I wanted that, but I had to learn. I was lusting at what I was seeing that I wanted. Just because you see something, you got the courage to appreciate what you have. Amen?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then when we attempted and we got the lust and we have one thing, the hardest fight is not to yield. When we yield to the influence of the enemy's mouth, he said, well, you know, Willie Hunter, man, I can help you better than that if you do it this way. All he's trying to do is sway me from God's avenue. And
That's God's avenue, the truth avenue.
So if I'm going to live a good life for God, through God, and by God, it behooves me to take God at his word. There are many people today we have in this, in our family, Tim, we need to pray for them. Pray that the eyes that's been blinded will be enlightened. Because we read in the book of Colossians what God says. He said, I pray that you will walk worthy of the calling that God has for us. Because he's going to bring heaven and earth together. He's going to make them one. One man. If we can trust God and believe God, we can see God doing what he says he's going to do. And, you know, I love my families. I love you, Tim. I love those people. I love those afar because God said, lovest thou me, Peter?
He said, Lord,
I love you. God said, Peter, do you love me?
He got my sheep.
Talk about it. And the more God will ask him, and he said, but Peter, do you? He said, Lord, now you don't ask me now. You know that I love you. He said, feed my sheep.
Peter told him, you know everything. That's what he told him. He said, you know everything. You know. But God was, Jesus was like, feed my sheep. He already knew, though. That's why Jesus said it. He already knew. God called him out earlier. He should know when God was calling him out, saying, hey, feed my sheep.
Yeah. And you know, it's going to take a person who's been in the Word of God to stand up to the stronghold of the enemy and declare and decree. See, we're living in a society where everybody got their own. See, I got that Mercedes Benz. I love it. I ain't gonna get a new one. Why should I go and spend thousands of dollars when all I got to do is make that one, keep it under warranty, and keep it squared away? Let it last for another 5 or 10 years.
That's right.
See, but God wants us to take what we have. See, I say to people, God wants us to have, but God is not going to give any more than he know you can handle. I'm a living with
him. Tell the truth. Because that's a key factor that I think we all miss as human beings, the truth. That's one thing that we run away from, we keep away from, and we avoid the truth on all boundaries. If we bound ourselves in truth and keep ourselves in the truth, then we won't get sucked in so many holes. We won't get tricked so easily. We won't get easily tricked because if you abound yourself in the truth and you stay within the boundary of the truth, then nobody can trick you. Nobody can sell you, you know, a rubber nickel. They couldn't sell you a rubber nickel. They couldn't sell you anything that's not of God because you are abounding yourself in the truth. You keep with the truth. You stand with the truth. Don't let anything take you out of that boundary. Because once you step out of that boundary of the truth, not only you deceiving yourself,
when you deceive others, that deceit comes back to you. And when it comes back to you, then you're mad. You're upset. You think the whole world is, you know, is after you. The whole world ain't after you. You sent out deceit, and deceit came back. But if you send out the truth, truth will always come back to you. It will always come back. It will always come back. And sometimes we don't realize that what we do is always going to come back. It's going to come out. The truth is going to come. No matter how much we try to dance around it or how much we try to avoid it, the truth is it's still going to be there. And it don't need no help. It don't need no assistance from us. We don't need to help the truth. We don't need to bend it. We don't need to do anything to the truth. Because once we start bending the truth, that's our compromising. And once you bend it, it's no longer true. It's no longer true. Once you bend it, once you amend it, whatever you do to the truth, you didn't took it away from what it really what it is, and made it what it's not. And we know who the author of all that. We know he lied. God called him out. He said you lied from the beginning, and you're the father of lies. And once we submit ourselves to that lie, well, we're submitting ourselves to the evil one.
That's
you
right.
Definitely don't
That's
not
right.
do not want to submit yourself to the evil one, because once you start submitting yourself to him, he once he get his foot in, he want to take over the whole ball game. He want to drive. You give him the keys, and he gonna drive.
That's
and
right.
He gonna tell you, sit back. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I got it. You know, hey, you know, I got it. I got your back. I got you covered. But the Lord, he loves his creation. He does love
yes,
us so that he sent the only begotten Son to die for our wrongdoing.
Yeah.
And sometimes
and you know one of the things I appreciate Timothy. Go ahead.
Oh, you said one of the things you appreciate. But I don't know, just like I said, you know, once you give him the keys, he don't want to drive and take over. But God has given us power. We are the most powerful beings there is in existence. I don't think we realize how powerful we are, because anybody that loves me that much, that would give, that would take a beating for me like that, man, we got some power. We don't realize how much power we have. But but once you give your power over to someone else, or you give your power over to another entity, you don't have that power anymore. But you can take it back.
No.
You can take it back. You can take your power back. You can take it back.
You said the devil come back and said, you owe me. See, the devil,
sir?
He said, you owe me. I owe you for
it. Oh, yeah.
You let me drive that car. You owe me.
Yes. Hold on. Yeah, you get all cleaned up. You been cleaned up. Check him out, because this is another game he plays. You done cleaned. You done got yourself all cleaned up. You worshiping God. You doing your thing. You in your realm, or where you in the truth. You doing everything. He gonna come back and tell you, hey, don't you remember? Don't you remember what I did for you? You owe me. Call him a lie to his face and say you're a lie. I don't owe you nothing. I owe you nothing but the truth.
I always tell him, I owe you zero. Because my bill was paid at Calvary.
Lord, have mercy. Tell it now. The bill was paid. You sure right. It was a cost, but it got paid. It got paid. This $1 trillion deficit that America is... whatever, how many number, $1 trillion, you know, if they would submit this to Christ Jesus, it would be zero. It would be.
You know what I say, Timothy? I say this from the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. God says that we become the head and not the tail.
Mm.
He said we will become above and not beneath. He said we will become lenders and not borrowers. America has become a borrow. The Chinese and the Russians and the rest of the of settlements in the world are lending to America.
That's right.
We are borrowing. We got to go borrow $1 billion to keep this economy afloat. Why come somebody up there up the three branches can't say, hey guys, look, the enemy got us by the tail. The only we need to do is let him cut our tail off, and we just say, we're going to put the balance back to zero. But you know, the Israelis have a good system. And they say, well, if you're in power, they wait till the first of the year, you got to give your statement for the budget, and you ain't got to say, 6 months later, you ain't got to say, well, you know what they do? They have another election. They make for sure they have that budget. But America looks at it in more royal diadems of what they want to do, what they want to do. Both Democrats and Republicans, they are just crooks.
Yeah.
They're crooks.
Tell the truth now.
They're crooks.
Tell the truth now. Tell the truth.
And all they want, they will lie to you. We like you. You so good. You a lie. You don't like me. You like my vote.
Yeah.
So you vote.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to vote. But I ain't going to tell you I'm going to vote for, but I got my mind of who I want to see in office. They can get on the television, man. They can, whoa. They become lightweights, I call them. Because of Jesus, you self, those of us who have the knowledge, can say to the world, and that's why I keep saying, touch the untouched and tell the untold. We got 2.9 billion people in this world, and 59% don't know the name of Jesus. 20% don't even know about God. I mean, and you look at it. In the Catholic Church, they got 800 million people. And they still go by what the Pope says. Well, the Pope said it. What did Jesus say?
Right.
I love them. I thank God for them. See, I'm about one thing, the pure religion.
True.
Because the pure religion don't let you be crumbled up in a bunch of mud and junk and everything. And see, I try to go where I can help somebody. But I don't want nobody to hurt me either. You understand what I'm saying, Timothy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because Timothy, Peter, rather Paul, said, Timothy, my beloved son, he says, you got the authority that God has given to you because your grandmother prayed for you. And your mother prayed for you. But here I am. I'm here to help you to even do better. And you're living in the world and what God wants to do in you and through you and by you. Ain't nobody can reach and touch you now. Because God's got his hands on you. Somebody don't believe it, but I know God's got his hands on you.
That's right.
Is God going to let him go? Nope. Why God ain't let him go? Because he want to use it. Timothy don't mind. Timothy don't mind reading the word, digesting the word, praying the word, reading it out aloud. See, because the enemy don't like that.
No, of course not.
No. You don't like that. We go lay hands on somebody and they get healed. Well, no. See, I had a church that I had once that said, no, don't come up here messing with our game. Game? What kind of game? He said, we got the rabbit's foot. Now, Timothy, we can have some rabbit soup tonight, can't we?
Huh.
And we can take the rabbit feet and put it around our neck. Can the rabbit help us? No, he's dead.
form.
But that was something to still believe. And see, it is up to us. Everybody said, well, I got to preach the pure gospel. What's the pure gospel? Man, we live in a time right now that we're going to have to preach an uncompromising gospel. Every tub is going to have to sit on its bottom. You either know Jesus Christ or you don't know him. If you don't know him, you can't come to heaven. Amen?
That's right. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you this much, my brother. You have taught me so much tonight being on the line with me. You have taught me so much to see so much that God is doing through you, for you, and by you. And it blesses me. I got a proposition when we get off the air for you. But I want to tell you that what God is doing in our family, it's up to us. See, because I believe in the according to the word of God. And the oldest of the family, he's supposed to be one praying constantly for everybody in the family. And those of us who are following along, and when that time comes for that patriarch, say, I've done my job, you. I'm going to let somebody else handle it. So give it over. When I leave, I tell my son, son, there's some things daddy can't do. Now, he got his wife is pregnant with a 6-month-old child that we are believing God to bring into this world. And you know what, Timothy?
Hey.
I'm making way for room for him to come in. Because I want to download to him as much as I possibly can. And what's right, what's wrong. I want him to enjoy life. See, a lot of people don't want their children to enjoy life. But, you know, a child can enjoy life in righteousness. Amen?
Hey, yes, sir.
See,
yes, sir.
And you know something I will always say? I tell women, love your husbands like you used to love your boyfriends. Men, love your wives. I used to love your girlfriends. But if you between the two, you love your wife as Christ loved the church.
That's right.
Jesus gave his life for every one of us.
That's right.
He gave his life. And he gave us authority and the power to do what we can do. Nobody else can do it but him. There's nobody else can do it but him. God is the only one that can do it through his son. And you know what? Jesus said, he said the Father's coming back and he won't tell me. He didn't even put it in my. So that's something that needs to be looked at. Jesus said, the Father's coming, but he ain't told me. It ain't even in my mind. It's in him. So it's best for us to stay ready, to be ready, because he's
right.
On his way back.
He's
on his way back.
For sure.
That's how I tell everybody. I said, look, don't look on me as not knowing something. Because I'm not going to downgrade you, but I'm going to try to lift you up. Because we got the people who run around, and Paul said to Timothy, he says, as a matter of fact, to all of his letters, he said, listen, stop backbiting. Stop putting your brother down. Love him. Love him as Christ loved the church.
Right.
Some people say,
that's right.
I don't love that. Yeah. You know, everybody got their own words they want to say. And I say to people, you need to get it right.
I don't know how they're going to call Lord, Lord, Lord. I don't know how you're going to call Lord, 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 and you can't love me. Because I know what Jesus will tell you when you get there. And this is what I do not want Jesus to tell me. And this is the reason why I've changed my life and I focus on what he wants me to focus on, because I don't want him to sell me to my face. I never knew you. I don't want him to tell me that. I want him to say, hey, I know you. I want Jesus to say, I know you. I know your love. I've seen your love. I know your love. That's what I want him to say. I want him to know me. I want him to recognize. I want to be recognized by him. Because if I get recognized by man, you know, tomorrow man will be lifting me up, and the next day they'll be putting me down. They'll be looking for
something I've done in my past
or something I've done in the past of my life to bring me down or put me down. But Lord Jesus ain't going to do that. He's going to say, I saw the love in your heart. I see the love. That's how I know you.
Yeah. Man, look here, you putting the ice cream out there out of the box. Anybody can come in and have a seat.
Yeah.
Because I tell people, come to the seat and sit before the throne. Sit at his feet. Worship at his feet. You heard me praying today. We learned who's in the university. Hale, 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 hale. The highest praise that we can ever be given to God. And the more we give God the praise, the more God says, oh, those are my sons down there right now. He said, look at them. They even talking about how we can help somebody else. Let's give them a little more. See, God will give us more. I'm like that commercial. That little girl that they were doing that to say, we want more. We just want more. More of it. We want more. And we want more of God in our life. We want more of God in our life. We can just tell somebody how we love them, how the devil has lied to them. And we can just say we love them. We want more, Father. We want more. The devil says, you want more of what? Ain't got nothing but junk.
Yeah.
Paul said this, Timothy. He said, everything I have learned is nothing according to learning the excellency of Jesus Christ. It has become as D-U-N-G. And you know what the word dung means. It's like in Houston we call 69th Street. And there's a smell that they aerate at night all over Houston. But they don't turn loose at one time. That smell will take your breath, and if you ain't got on the right thing when it's aerating, man, you're in trouble because the smell is all over Houston. Because that was the department I was into, knowing what they're doing with that sludge. Had to know it. Had to. But I said, why a job like this, Lord? Because you need somebody you can help, and I was able to help somebody.
That's right.
God's not going to put us where we can be damaging. He's going to put us where we can help somebody. Timothy,
do you know
that our voices tonight are carried around the world? Somebody's picking us up. Around the world. We're on the internet. See, and the AM and the FM, the amplified modulation and the frequency modulated because we're on a different wave that's higher than even that. And that's why they can't put a big charge on it. They can download it, but they got a certain way to hold on to it. And I thank God that God opened the door. Now we can use stream, we can block, we can do everything now because he said, every eye shall see him when he returns.
Yeah.
Every eye. And you know what? Paul writes again. He said, listen. He says, to those that don't know the Son, don't know the Father. But they know the Son, know the Father. But he stepped down in that same verse and he said, listen. Beloved, he said, listen. This is the confidence that we have, that is appearing. We don't want to be, when he appears, we're going to have the confidence. We're going to look just like him, and we will not be ashamed. How do we know what he's going to look like? No, but we don't know. What we know is how we live, what we feel. God is coming back. And you know, Timothy, God is so good to us.
Yes,
God is so good to us.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And I've come to understand it'll take a lot of money to live. It takes an attitude of
That's
righteousness.
Right.
Of righteousness.
And see, I tell everybody, I says, I can help you to fill the church, but I can't keep them there.
I know that's right.
See, but if you are the leader, you keep them there. Now, when God set me, he want me to sit, I'm going to do what God want me to do. Amen. But, Timothy, we got about 15 minutes left on the radio station. You go ahead and say what you got to say.
Well, life is like I said, that life is what God give us. It was a God-given gift to give us life. And we should be respectful to the life giver. Not only respectful, we should be humble to the life giver. We should be humble and be thankful for everything he's given us, because you have to realize that everything we have came from him. And I know sometimes we think, you know, we're our own gods, or we're our own this and we're our own that, and, you know, we can do this ourselves, and, you know, we're so independent, we're so strong, and we can overpower, and we can do this. But you can't do nothing, absolutely nothing without God. There's nothing you can do, nothing. You believe, I believe that, you know, tomorrow morning I'm going to go up and I'm going to go to work. But if it wasn't for God to wake me up, if it wasn't for God to give me, you know, the strength, or if it wasn't for God to give me this life, because I didn't choose to come here. I didn't choose to be who I am. I didn't choose to look the way I look. I didn't choose, you know, to be the height that I've chosen. I didn't choose my greater hair. Because if it was my choice, I probably would choose to look like Denzel Washington. But God didn't want me to look like Denzel Washington. He wanted me to look like Timothy Thomas, who he molded, who he made, and who he made into. And sometimes, you know, you hit it on the nail earlier when you was talking about the lust of the eye. Because, you know, you can look at somebody else and say, oh, I want their life, or I want that. You don't even know what they've been through. You don't even know what they're struggling with. You don't even know what thing they, you know, that has them by the tail. You have no idea what they did to get there, or how they, what they sold, what they did to get there. You have no clue. So sometimes you have to sit back and be thankful for the life that God has given you. And you got to not only be thankful, the key factor is you got to show him his due respect. He's due. He's given you life. Matter of fact, he's given you a unique life, because nobody can say they're you. Nobody else in this whole world can say they're you. You are so important. You are so powerful that there is only one of you. So you have to dig deep within yourself. You have to dig deep within yourself. You have to sit down and actually have a conversation with yourself and tell self, hey, self, look, I got to get this act together. I don't care who you are, where you are in the world. You can look around and see the evil. You can see the evil all around you. So if you
all
can
around.
See the evil, you better make sure that you know that there's some good. So you better pull up that good. You better go and reach for that good. Because if the evil is all around you, there is some good. And you have to reach out and you got to get deep down in yourself and say, tell self, hey, look, there's an evil force that wants me to be evil. But I can be good. I can choose to be good. It is a choice. That is the most powerful
thing.
A choice. Satan comes in like as a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He's not as a roaring lion. You hear the roar, but he ain't there. That's all you do. You hear the roar, but there's no lion. There's no lion around. It ain't there. You just hear a roar, and you get scared and nervous. No. The only reason why he can do it is because you allow it. You allow it. just allow it to come in. Do whatever situation you're in, and it goes right back to my situation, my little tale about the hole. Wherever you situation you got yourself in, you have to realize that you let yourself down that road. You allow it to happen. But you are so powerful beings. All of us are so powerful beings. I mean, we are so. You have to realize that there is only one earth, one place in this whole. They done searched all over the galaxy. They done looked everywhere. There's only one place where human beings can live in this big old galaxy. you can start from our solar system. There's no other planet that we can live on. Can't live on Mars. No. Can't live on Jupiter. You can't live on none of them. You can't live on none of those planets. You can go over to the next galaxy and look in the next galaxy. There is not a planet that supports life beings like us. None.
What?
So you have to realize how important you. Very important. You have to realize that, you know, you have spiritual beings actually fighting over you.
Yep.
There's a spiritual warfare over you. But you let your flesh rise up, and you think it's flesh fighting. It's not your brother. If you're mad at your brother and you want to go over there and shoot him, don't. You're not mad at him. You need to sit down and think about it. Who are you really mad at? You're probably mad at yourself for allowing it to get that way. You're probably mad at the situation that you're in. It's not your brother. Do not go and kill your brother. Don't shoot him. Don't stab him. Don't cuss him out. Don't disrespect him. Sit back and look at what's behind the situation that's going on. You might want to go over there and shoot him and kill him because you thought he looked at your girlfriend wrong. No.
Mom.
No, that's just the evil one whispering in your ear saying, hey, he looking at your woman. Are he trying to take your woman?
Yeah.
Oh. No, sir. No, sir. Don't do it. Don't do it. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Because you can do it. You are we are very powerful beings. The Bible tells us that our tongue speak life. How powerful is that? How powerful is that? It can speak life, our tongue. Or it can speak death. You know? So, I mean, you have to think about how powerful of a being that we are. And we allow the evil one to come and just steal, kill, and destroy. You can't let him to come. You can't let him come in and steal and destroy. Put up your Jesus. Put your defense up. Because that's your defense, Jesus. Jesus is your defense. All you have to do is call him. Jesus, please help me. Please help me, Jesus. Because, you know, I don't know what to do. If I do what I want to do, it's going to be wrong. Please help me, Jesus. And he will. You have to be honest, and you have to be willing to listen, to be willing to open up your heart and say, okay, what do you want me to do, Lord? What is your will? What is this thing that you want me to do?
Yes. Oh, man, that's a good message. That's a good message. But, you know, I would just like to say this. Thank God for you coming on the radio to the world. This is Timothy Wayne, who is the minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can hear the words that God has placed it on his heart. God has stamped it in his heart. He stamped it
Lord.
So that he lived by it. He tells the world by it. And I say this to those of us out there. Jesus Christ still loves us. He's still beckoning and calling for us. And here we are trying to reach out and touch the untouched and tell the untold. He still lives because there come a day and time in this life where he won't be found. Even death will run from you. The Bible declares that death will run from you. Boy, it means that's a horrible place. I believe I'm going to be with my Savior. How?
Yes, sir.
Because I believe. I believe. No matter
yes,
what
sir.
The world says, no matter what Congress says, no matter what the governor says, no matter what the pastor
right.
says, the fivefold ministry, but it's what God's word through Jesus Christ says. We shall live and not die and declare the word of God. The word of God committed us tonight. God has solidified us tonight. We're parts from each other, right here in Houston, but we're speaking on the platform of Jesus Christ to the entire world. And you know, Timothy, the words we speak are leaving this earth realm going out and will forever be traveling throughout eternity. That's something
sure.
to think about, isn't it? But it's God, it's not us. Because the world, see, Jesus said in Luke 22:30, verses 29 and 30, he said, after the boys kept arguing about who was going to sit in, he said, hold it, guys. Let me get you a better understanding. He says, we're not going to do like they did. We're going to do it my Father's way. How is that, Jesus? He said, my Father gave me a kingdom, and I'm going to give you a kingdom. They said, what? Yeah, I'm going to give you a kingdom. When you look at what God is doing through a kingdom, you can't measure it. You can't see how wide it is, how tall it is, because it's forever and forever. And God has made it so. God loves us.
Yes,
we pray
does.
For our wives. We pray for all the people that are listening to us tonight. We thank God for those who are listening. And we just declare and decree that our God is an awesome God. So I will say this in closing, these words, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. He will not,
yes, sir.
He will not let my feet slumber or fall. For he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord said, listen, I will be on your right side, so when the sun rises, it won't even the sun will not bless you, nor the moon by night. But he said, you're going out and you're coming in. From this day forward, your soul will be protected. I want you to know this, he said, because I'm God, you'll be saved forever. Forever. And when you look in the book of Psalm 121, you'll see it. But the word says, I am for peace. But if I'm not for peace, I'm for war. So I say this to the listening audience. I'm for peace. Because God is for peace. So until the next time, the Lord bless you. Until such time, Timothy, I'll call you later. Okay? Be blessed. Amen.
Yes, sir. All right. Love you, sir. Take it easy.